tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that all of you have decided to tune into this week's message. Last week, the message was about coping with depression. And I told you last week that there would be a part two of coping with depression. And so that's what today's message is going to be about. It's a continuation of the message from last week. When you talk about depression, it's such a deep topic. And there's so much more to depression than most people even understand. Sometimes, if you are not the person suffering from the depression, perhaps it's your friend. And you're looking on at your friends while they struggle, but it's hard to understand unless it's actually happening to you. It's hard to understand what they are truly going through and just how debilitating that depression can be. A common belief is that the person suffering from depression should just be able to bounce back quickly or get over it in a few days or start to feel better soon and go back to living that happy life. But sometimes it's not understood that there is a difference between feeling blue, which is just an emotion that goes away much faster. But true depression is different, and it doesn't just go away like that. Everyone goes through periods of deep sadness or grief. These feelings generally fade away within a few days or even a few weeks. But a profound sadness that lasts more than 2 weeks and affects your ability to function may be a sign of depression. According to my research, there are at least 9 different types of depression, including major depression, persistent depression, manic or bipolar disorder, perinatal depression when a woman is pregnant, with hormonal changes and things like that, seasonal depression, situational, and clinical. And that's just to name a few because, there are a few more out there also. But I was honest with all of you when I shared a piece of my own life with you last week. I was diagnosed with what they call a clinical depression in my early 20s, which I have treated with medicine since that time. But in my case, my brain doesn't produce enough of the chemical serotonin in my brain, and this chemical regulates mood. And so this topic is very close to my heart because of what I've dealt with in my past. And this is probably why God chose this topic for me to teach about it, because I know something about it personally. But before we get started, let's say an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for waking each of us up. Thank you for this opportunity to come together, to worship you, fellowship with you and each other, and to hear your message. Thank you for your word and for its instruction for our lives. Bound within the pages of the Bible are your promises to each of us for every situation in our lives. In the Bible we can find every answer, how to overcome whatever we're going through, and how to move forward. Whatever we are going through, no matter what it is, there is a message for each of us to comfort us, guide us, strengthen us, and teach us. Also, messages to encourage us and remind us of just how much you love us, and to remind us that we are never alone, but that you are always by our side, always working out our battles for our good. Thank you, Father. You knew all the things that we would face in our lifetime before we were ever born, and you've placed all the answers within the Bible. And dear Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would anoint this message today, anoint these words that I speak. I pray that they come straight from you and not from my own understanding. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Last week we talked about how depression can strike anyone. It doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, or a child. It can strike at any time. We talked about how depression is an issue that tragically plagues millions of people every year, affecting their mood, their body, their thoughts, the way they eat, sleep, the way they feel about themselves. And it can also wreak havoc on your digestive systems, your heart. It can make you age faster. And that's just some of the issues that can come from depression, the physical issues besides, you know, what's going on in the mind. It also affects the body, you know, just like stress. And, you know, depression is stressful too. And so there's just so many things that depression can affect in a person. But God wants you to please, please, please understand that you are not alone in your feelings and that there is hope. You are not without hope. God sees your struggles. He understands the weight that depression and pain can bring upon us. And in this world, we will have troubles. But we can also take heart that God is always here for us. He's with us. Depression is a very real struggle. And you should not carry this burden alone. You don't have to carry the burden alone, because God will fight these things for us if we just turn over the reins to Him. In last week's message, I shared a verse from John 10:10. God tells us that I have come that they may have a life and have it more abundantly. A Christian's life should be a life where your mind and your heart are at peace, contented, loving, and joyful. And yet, for so many, that is rarely a thing, you know. Rarely do they enjoy the life that God intended for them to live. But we were never created to live a life of misery. God's intentions were that Christians have a good life that is free, abundant, overflowing, adventurous, and exciting beyond any other kind of experience. He wants to provide us with love, peace, and joy, and security. In Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. There are better times ahead, folks. God has a plan for you. Even if your current circumstances are proven very difficult. Last week we talked about some of the well-known people in the Bible who also struggled with depression, such as Moses and Ruth and David. Even these people, also God's children, were not exempt of their share of troubles, including depression. But God was with them, as He is with us. They were not alone in their struggles, and neither are we. You won't find the term depression in the Bible, but instead you will find such words as downcast and sad, forlorn, discouraged, downheartened, mourning, troubled, despairing, and brokenhearted. While scriptures won't diagnose our symptoms or present treatment options, the scriptures will bring reassurance that we are not alone in our struggles. Discouragement and other deeper emotions like depression are normal parts of human life, you know, and there's no way around it. It happens, but we are flawed. And we're born that way, you know. We are born flawed. But God, He made us with feelings, you know. He did. But instead of feeling depression and pain and sorrow and misery, He wants us to know that He loves us and that we can lean on Him. Fix our eyes on God, His power, and His love for us. And I just love this verse in Psalms 34:18 where it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Friends, in my younger years battling depression, that verse brought me a lot of comfort because at that time I felt crushed in spirit. And I was brokenhearted. And this verse brought me hope for better days ahead, that I wasn't alone, and that I would make it through those times. And I repeated that verse over and over, and I kept going back to it and referring to it, and knowing that God is your lifeline back to a healthier you, you know. That's what encouraged me to keep moving forward and to not give up. God is our lifeline. And when we are broken as can be, God will lift us up out of that, and He'll make beauty for ashes. There were many days that I just wanted to roll over, give up, not even try. I didn't feel like the term, you know, you hear today, adulting. I did not feel like adulting for days and weeks on end. But by the grace of God, I am here today, and He is using me as an instrument to reach out and to help others. And I'm telling you, don't give up. There is hope. There is always hope. No matter how grim our circumstances may appear to us, there is always hope. You will see better days. In Isaiah 41:10, the Bible tells us that, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And in Psalm 143:7, the Bible tells us, "Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit." In Psalms 9:9, the Bible tells us, The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Friends, the book of Psalms is a great place to find comfort in times of trouble. And I have visited and revisited and revisited the Psalms. The book of Psalms is probably one of my favorite books. And it is a great source of comfort. And I encourage any of you, if you're not familiar with the book of Psalms, please. It's a large book, but it is full of a wealth of knowledge and strength and encouragement and love. I would encourage you just to spend time in the book of Psalms. The entire book of Psalms has met many people finding themselves in a place of brokenness and depression, just like you, just like me. Our soul may be downcast and disturbed, the feelings of depression pressing in on us. But the psalmist teaches us to hope in God. When we hope in Him, we are trusting that He is still God. He is still on the throne, and He will deliver us. God never intended for mankind to suffer. Friends, the Bible offers us hope and healing in our fight against depression. And I can personally testify to God's healing work in my own life. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, the Bible says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus understands that this world places a heavy burden on us, but there is rest in Him. He paid the price when He died on the cross for us. He became our Savior. He understands. He understands what you're going through. But in His truth, you can find peace even in the midst of depression. God will sustain you. Jesus was encouraged, was discouraged too. I mean, when you go through the Bible and you know, Jesus came down as man, and He went through all the things that we're going through now. And He too was discouraged. But it's not the fact that one becomes discouraged that is so important. It is how we react to and handle the distress in our lives that is so important. Depression is a complicated thing, friends. But God desires for us to have joy in our lives. And in Psalm 73:26, the Bible says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." In James 5:13, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray." Friends, I'm going to go ahead and go on to a short break right now, but I encourage you to please stay tuned in for the second half of today's message. And the first song coming up is "Not for a Moment."
I thought you before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life. You believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right.
And thank you for joining me here on The Hope Show. It's wonderful to be reunited with each of you on this wonderful Saturday as we worship the Lord in fellowship with one another. It's a beautiful day today. If you are just tuning in, today's message is Coping with Depression Part 2. As I've said several times, depression tragically strikes millions of people per year. But through it all, with God, there is hope. One definition of depression is the loss of hope. But we are not without hope. because Jesus can fight that. Hope in the Lord comes in many different ways, such as from scriptures and even through other people that God uses and puts in our path at the perfect moment that we need to hear or see something. And from my own personal experience, I know it's hard to focus on positive things when you are overwhelmed with feelings of depression. It feels almost impossible. You can't seem to comprehend certain things, you know, that are going on around you. It's almost impossible. Reading is not something that you feel like doing. Praying becomes very hard. It feels as if your mind is just too cloudy to even to let the light of Jesus in. But friends, I'm here to tell you that being bathed and grounded in the Word of God is a must. Praying is a must. In Psalms 143:6, the Bible says, I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. In John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And another verse in Psalms, in 27:5, the Bible tells us that He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. Friends, to me, that's very comforting, because He will hide you in His shelter in the day of trouble. Friends, I cannot stress to you enough that we have to hope in Jesus for a better and brighter tomorrow. No matter what we are up against, no matter how hopeless the situation seems, or even how helpless we feel, we must always turn our eyes upon God, no matter how hard it seems, no matter whether we feel like it or not. God is our eternal hope. He will set our crooked path straight. You know, depression tempts us to doubt and distrust God. It makes us ask such questions as, why, God, will you not lift me out of this pit? Are you not the deliverer? Why do the voices of despair sound so much louder than yours, God? Friends, learn to discern whether you are listening to the devil's lies or if you are leaning on God's word and His promises. Because those such questions are from the enemy. He wants to keep you down, confused, discouraged, paralyzed, tormented. Friends, when you are feeling all this negative energy and life seems too hard to deal with and you just want to give in and give up, don't. Because you are not alone. God is right there beside you. You just have to refocus your attention to God, His Word, and pray, because that is what will see you through to the light on the other side of what seems like a very long, dark, endless tunnel. Unless you have gone through depression, it is very difficult to comprehend what someone else is going through. Finding healing is not easy, and it takes time. It's not something you just get over. It's very important to remember these truths. You are not cut off from God. The ultimate friend that we find in our pain is Jesus Himself. And friends, I'm here to tell you that so many times in my life, I've had friends come and go, just as all of you have. You know, there's fair weather friends, and friends for a season and a reason, and friends for a lifetime. and even those friends for a lifetime, they might have good intentions, but I'm here to tell you that you have a friend in God, in Jesus, that's not going to go anywhere. And when all else deserts you, or lets you down, or disappoints you, because humans do, it's just human life. Jesus is not going to let you down. He's the friend that stays. Remember, he wept for us. And on the cross, he experienced separation from God in its fullness. Not like what we do, but in fullness. Our Savior knows what it is like to suffer God, or suffer darkness. When we are in a mental crisis, it's very easy to forget that God is literally within us. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God, living and active in our lives. Jesus promises his followers peace and guidance every day of their lives. And so if you have placed your trust in Jesus, then yes, that same Spirit lives within you. And it's a great comfort knowing that God literally could not be closer to you in whatever you are experiencing. The second most important thing to remember is, and I've said this earlier, but you are not alone. I can't stress that enough. You are not alone. Friends, when you turn to the Bible, even though you don't feel like reading because everything just hurts too much, you will find friends in the Bible that can help get you through these times because of their honesty about how they felt in their darkest moments. Sometimes, like Jeremiah, Elijah, and David, for example, they talked about their feelings. They were open with God in every emotion that they had. They were open with God. For instance, 1 Kings 19:4 says, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life." Or in Psalms 42:9, "O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies?" Friends, how many of you out there have had these same conversations or similar to with God? Questioning, doubting God. Statements spoken out of anger or frustration or discouragement. But friends, even in those moments, God does not get angry when you speak the honest words that you feel to him. Because God wants our relationship to be authentic with him. Real. And besides, God knows us better than we know ourselves, so even though we may not voice what we're feeling to God, we can't hide anything from God. So he already knows what's in our heart and in our mind without us even saying a word. He knows our every thought, good or bad. But the good news is that his mercy reigns even in our brokenness. Amen. Amen. Third thing to remember is that God's love and faithfulness never depends on us. And I'm going to say that again. God's love and faithfulness never depends on us. And praise God for that. Some of us would be in big trouble, including myself. None of us are perfect. I'm not perfect. I have areas of my own life, just as you do, that I struggle with daily. But when I mess up, I too have to go back and say, God, Father, I'm so sorry for what I did, what I said, or what I thought, whatever applies to you at that moment. Please forgive me, Father, and guard over my mind and my heart, and most of all my tongue. But even the expressions on our face can say the words that have not yet been spoken. We also have to watch out what comes across our face, too. And I know that I am guilty of that. I'm guilty of my expressions saying too much, speaking louder than words. But also sometimes the expressions on my face are misconstrued. My face will say something that is not actually how I'm feeling at all. We are all human. But you know, I think I may have slightly detoured off of the path of what our topic is today, and so let's go ahead and get back on track again. But you know, depression makes it hard to make some of those right Christian choices that you might normally make. But what will help you stay on track is to, you know, maybe write a gratitude list or recite some prayers. Learn some scripture verses and recite those in your head. Just get into the Word of God. Learn His Word so that you can bring it up any time you need it. Our shield of faith is our Bible. Use it. There are many times when I was a lot younger that I wish I had of. I was a baby Christian back then. I didn't know a lot about God. I wasn't in a relationship with God like I am now. But during my depression, God taught me some of the most valuable lessons of my life. And one of those is that His love for me is solely dependent upon His character, His grace, His mercy, and His goodness. And praise God for that, because if it had been dependent upon my own character, my own attitude, my own faith, I would not be where I am today, doing what I'm doing today. God has brought me a very long ways from back in those days. I was not raised in the church. And I believe it is so much harder when you're not raised up in the church as a child. It's a real struggle. But you know what? I praise God daily for the mess that He brought me out of. I thank Him daily for His love, His grace, His mercy, and His forgiveness. I had made a real mess out of my life. But God saw something worthy of saving in me. And you also are worthy. God made you. He created you. He knew His life plans for you while you were in the womb. You are worthy. God knew what He had planned for my life, and it wasn't based off of my own knowledge or understanding. You see, friends, when you rely upon yourself to get where you think you need to be, we humans just make a huge mess out of things. God is saying, let go of the wheel. Let go of the wheel. And more of us need to do just that. Let go of the wheel. We humans would like to think that we are in control, but we're not. And without God, we can't do anything. And by us holding on to the wheel with a death grip, we are just fighting against God's plans for us. We are making things more difficult than they need to be. Let go of the wheel. The fourth important thing to remember is that God can bring good even out of something as painful as depression. And yes, I can testify to that too. When I look back into the past of my life, I can clearly see all the chapters of my life and how God worked out every situation in my life and blessed me in ways that I could not even imagine. And friends, when I was in those situations, there were times that times were so dark that I thought I'd never see my way out of them. I couldn't see a way. But you know what? God made a way. And God will make a way for you too. You just have to turn it over to Him and leave those burdens at His feet and don't pick them back up. And have trust and faith that He's going to work it all out for you. Friends, God can handle your doubts. He can handle your frustrations, your anger and failures, because He is such a gracious God. He loves you through all of it, because that is simply the awesome God that we serve. God will also use us to bring hope to others, and I believe that is how He is using me to help all of you. Hope means the most when it comes stumbling out of the darkest places. I'm going to say that again. Hope means the most when it comes stumbling out of the darkest places. And if you've ever gone through a depression, you understand what that means. God uses us to help others who are hurting because we've been there. We've been where you are at now. You've been there where someone else has been. And we've made it to the other side. There is still hope, because your low thoughts or your low emotions, they are not the truth. One of the hardest things about depression is that it takes away your ability to feel hopeful. It takes away your ability to think clearly. Rationally, we somehow know that what we're thinking is probably not true. Yet it doesn't stop the emotions and the anxiety from screaming in our head that there is no hope. Depression plays tricks on your mind, your heart, your emotions. But remember that anything negative in your life is not from God, because God is positivity. The devil is what brings the negativity, the doubts, the confusion, the anger, the frustration, the helplessness and the hopelessness, and the discouragement. So when your mind starts playing tricks on you, remind yourself that the devil is the one filling your head and your heart full of all that negativity. And try to gain your focus and put it back on God. In Hebrews 13:5, the Bible says, God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. In Romans 8:38, the Bible says, and I love this. I love this so much. There's so many Bible verses I love. There's just so many. I just love the Bible so much, and I love God so much. But in Romans 8:38, the Bible says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. That's a powerful scripture, friends. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Friends, keep your faith. You too will come through this one day. Better days are before you. God cares about your suffering. God cares deeply when we suffer. When we are in pain, we may wonder where God is when all this is happening. But He is right there with you, just as He always is. He's never left you, whether or not you can feel Him. Even if you are so depressed that you cannot put your prayers into words, friends, God understands. God hears the cries of your heart, and He is with you. And He's not going to leave you. You have a friend in Jesus. He is your rock, the solid ground you stand. When all else things fail in this world, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And when you don't know those words to pray, just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He hears your cries. As I have said earlier in this message, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. And I'm a living testimony to that, friends. Let's bow our head in closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, You are our refuge and strength in good times and bad. Although the difficulties in our life cause many of us to tighten our grip on the hope that You offer, and yet for some of us that struggle with depression, it's not that easy, and we fall into despair when times of trouble hit our lives. It's not that we don't love You. It's not that we don't have faith in You, Father God. But life kicks us around, and we start falling for the devil's lies. We lose our focus. We begin to question You, and sometimes even walk away from You. But dear Heavenly Father, we know that You are a God of great grace and loving kindness. And today we want to bring before You all those believers, anyone suffering from depression, who are going through the testing of their faith in the form of despair or depression today. And we ask that You bring peace and comfort to all who are facing these pains that depression brings. For all those in the listening audience, for those everywhere, whether they're listening in or not, we ask that You reach down in Your love to touch each of our lives and draw each of them back into Your loving arms. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. May God bless you and yours this week. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, may you find the peace and comfort that surpasses all understanding this week. I love you, and I'm praying for you.
Closed in, I was that you found me where I was hiding. And now I'll never ever be the same. It was the sweetest voice that called.
Indoors, earth has no sorrow, heaven can cure.
heaven can.